This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 797, Jump versus Jump Off. What's the difference? Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe.
Today, we answer a great question from Gabriel, who asks us when to say jump and when to say jump off. Sometimes the difference is subtle, but important. Find out today.
To get fluent and connect in English, you need a way to practice without being judged by others and to feel free to make mistakes. That's why Monica, an English teacher from Poland, joined our fluency course.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I finally opened the course and I joined the community, I realized that this is what I've been looking for.
You can join this same community that Monica joined and achieve exciting results at allearsenglish.com/plan. Save up to 20% if you join before midnight on May 5th. Offer expires at midnight on May 5th.
Hey, Lindsay, how's it going?
Hey, it's going, Michelle. How about you?
It's going well. So you are recording in an interesting place today, Lindsay, aren't you?
I am. I'm in my kitchen, which is so appropriate for today.
It really is. It really is. So why are you in the kitchen?
Well, I'm in the kitchen because I moved to a different room in my house and I don't have a desk right now in my space, my home office. So yes, I'm in the kitchen.
Okay. Well, do you like to cook?
Not at all.
Not at all. Oh, really?
Well, sometimes I do, but really I don't know how to cook is the problem.
Oh, yeah. I don't really know how to cook either. I mean, I'm trying to learn, but I'm finding that the things that, like, now I kind of have, you know, three meals on rotation and that's it. And it's like, how many times can you put chicken in a sauce?
Yeah, right.
Really. But I mean, I like to cook, but I don't like the chopping and knives scare me and and I don't know. I hate peeling food too. Like when you get down, it's like, oh, you have to peel the potatoes and you have to peel the carrots, you know?
Yeah, that's a lot of work. Yeah, no, definitely too much work for me.
Yeah, and like when I never peel like my apples or my cucumbers or anything like that. I just eat the skin. Do you? What about you?
Oh, I definitely eat apple skin, cucumbers too. Yes. Yeah. And what else? I don't eat potato skins, although that is like a dish that we serve here in the States, right? Potato skins.
Yeah. That's like an appetizer, right?
Right. Exactly.
Funnily enough, we have a listener question.
Okay.
That cool. Deals with, something about peeling.
Oh, nice. And our listener here is from Chile. Very
That's
cool. Very
right.
cool.
That's right. Okay. So, Lindsay, do you want to read the message?
All right, here we go. So, hi, Lindsay. I'm Gabrielle from Chile, and I'm writing because I've got a question, and I haven't been able to find an answer on the internet. I hope you can help me. So, the question is, when would you use peel versus peel off or jump versus jump off? It sounds the same to me because every time you're jumping, you're doing it off a surface. I found some random examples on the internet, which are, could you peel the carrots? Could you peel the carrots? The rider was thrown as the horse jumped the fence. To me, adding off is redundant. So when would you use off and when not as a native speaker? Many thanks in advance. Keep up your amazing work. Saludos.
I love okay. it. I love that. We love these specific questions, don't we, Lindsay?
Yes, I love it. Very good question. Very good question. I love how our listener here is listening to Real English. He's going to the dictionary first to try to solve the question himself, and then he's coming to us.
Yeah, it's awesome. You're taking the initiative.
Yes.
Being very proactive.
Yep, love it.
All right, awesome. So what is peel anyway, Lindsay?
Well, peel is taking something off of something else.
So, but in like, I mean, in kind of a... I mean, I wish I could. You guys could see me. I'm trying to pantomime peeling, right, Lindsay?
You're trying to peel something.
Yeah, like a banana peel, right? You peel a banana.
Sure. Yeah, you take it off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yeah, you peel. So yeah, you can peel the potatoes, right?
Absolutely. I'm trying to think what else you would peel. Some people peel their skin off when they're like, if they have cuticles or if they bite their nails, they might peel a piece of skin off,
Yeah, I think we're going to get to something else with peeling and skin. That sounds disgusting. Oh my gosh. So, okay. So we got peel, right? So you peel something. Yeah. Okay. What about peel off?
Well, it seems like when you talk about off, you add off, you're focusing on the actual item that you're peeling off of something else.
Right. So like what?
So peeling the skin off the potatoes.
Right. So, I mean, would you say peel off the potatoes?
No, you wouldn't say peel off the potatoes because that wouldn't make sense. It's the skin is coming off of the potatoes.
Right. The only time I could see you using peel off the potatoes is if the potatoes are like stuck to something else.
Exactly. Yeah. In that case, the potatoes would be the thing coming off of something else.
Right. So again, when you're peeling something off, you're peeling something off of something else, right?
Yeah.
So the skin off of the potatoes, off of something else. And when you just peel something, you're not, the focus is on what you're peeling.
Yeah, I think that's a fair assessment there. I think that makes sense. So they're very similar. It's just a matter of what are you focusing on? What are you putting your attention on?
Right, exactly. So another example, and you touched on this, Lindsay, was, peeling can be used with skin. Like I was thinking after a sunburn.
Yeah, totally. Do you peel?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I was walking around in the sun all morning today, and I'm a little worried that I'm going to get a sunburn.
The sun was really strong here in Boston this morning, actually.
Same here. Yeah, it was really strong. So we'll see what happens later. But I mean, so I could say to you like, ew, I have this sunburn, Lindsay. Like my skin is peeling. Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've heard that before.
Yeah. Could I say that my skin is peeling off?
Yeah. I think you could say that. I think it's just a slight difference in meaning or attention means that you're drawing attention to the fact that your skin is peeling off your body. Right?
It's
leaving something else.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. So in that situation, you could really use either one. And it's a very subtle difference. But, you know, when we talked about that example of peeling off the potatoes, that doesn't really work. You're not peeling potatoes off of something else. Maybe you are. But and in that case, you could say peel off, right? But that's the subtle difference, right, Lindsay?
I think that makes sense. Yeah, I like that. I think that's a good way to look at the differences for our listeners. Hopefully this is clear, guys.
Yeah, so let's go on to jump off. Jump and jump off, right?
Okay, yeah.
Right, so I think our listener wrote about the horse jumped the fence.
Yeah.
I would think it's like the horse jumped over the fence.
Yeah, although I've heard people say like to jump the fence, right? Jumped the fence, right? You could say that, sure.
Yeah, that's okay. That's also okay. But I think that's like a special example. Like I don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you could say jump over the fence. You could say jump the fence, right? So let's just start with jump. So what is jump?
So jump is just moving the body up and down, like leaving the ground, going straight up and down, right? You're jumping in place is just jump.
Right, exactly. So maybe you're dancing or you're excited about something or you're jumping on the bed, right?
Right, exactly.
Right, yeah. So you could just say jump, right? So now jumping off, what is that, Lindsay?
Well, to me, that means that you're leaving. Like, I'm thinking of a bridge.
Yeah. I know. That's like, of course, that's what... It's hard to think of a better example, but it's true.
I'm just thinking that you're leaving that surface. You're leaving that structure, and you're going somewhere else. Jumping from maybe from a higher surface to a lower surface, right? You're jumping from the bridge into the water, for example. Jumping off the bridge. Jumping off the rock.
My example is even more morbid.
No, we're so not like, suicidal here, right?
No. So my example was, did you hear a man jumped off a building down the street last night?
Oh my gosh. Did that happen in New York?
I feel like it happens from time to time, but not recently.
It does. Yeah, sure.
But yeah, from one surface to another, whether that surface is is a good surface to be jumping to or not, that's jump off.
Yep, I think that makes a lot of sense. Are you listening to a ton of different podcasts where you're getting different advice about how to learn English? It's time to eliminate that noise and focus on just the 7 simple secrets to get to connection in English. Get our free video lesson now when you go to allearsenglish.com/secrets.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So yeah, so that's the basic idea with these two. So why don't we try it out in a role play? So Lindsay, what's going on here?
Oh, I like this. So today we are baking an apple pie, you and me, and we're watching my niece, which is so fun. I just hung out with my niece over the weekend. Aww. And she has a mind of her own. She's a handful. But yeah. She's a sweetheart. She's Aww. A good kid. So yeah. Yeah.
That's good.
Okay. Okay, here we go. Okay, so now we have to peel 10 apples.
Oh my, that's going to take a long time.
Yeah, let's just start. So okay. I'm peeling, right?
Okay, we're both peeling. Okay. Ugh, some of this skin won't peel off. Do you have a knife?
Here you go. I have to go to the bathroom. Can you make sure Emery doesn't jump off the couch or anything?
Sure.
I'm coming back and I say, oh good, she's in the same spot.
Yes, it was so cute. She kept jumping up and down on the couch. I think she's excited for the pie.
It's so cute.
Okay. Oh my gosh, it's so hot. I can't wait to jump in the shower later.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Okay.
All right. So let's go through this. So what was the first thing?
All right. The first thing we said here was to peel. So I said, so now we have to peel 10 apples.
Right. We have to peel 10 apples. So why not peel off 10 apples?
Yeah. So in that case, we're not emphasizing, you know, what's coming off of what. We're just saying we're just peeling the apples. Okay.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, that's good. Okay. And the next one was I said, ugh, some of the skin won't peel off. So I mean, which skin am I talking about?
Yeah, you're talking about the skin leaving the apple.
Right. So we're really, you know, it's kind of the difference of one thing versus more than one thing.
One thing? What do you mean?
I mean, apples, peeling the apples, we're focusing only on one object. But here, the skin won't peel off. The skin won't peel off what? The skin won't peel off from the apple, right? So we have the skin and the apple. So that's the idea.
Yeah, like one thing leaving another, right? Yeah, I love that. Okay.
Right. And then you had to go to the bathroom, but you asked me to help you out, right?
So, yeah. And I said, can you make sure Emery doesn't jump off the couch? And again, this goes back to leaving the couch and going onto the floor. So leaving one structure to go to to another place, lower.
Right. That's great. And then you came back and everything was okay. I was a good babysitter. I said it was so cute. She kept jumping up and down on the couch, right? So that's jump. So she wasn't jumping off the couch. She was staying on the couch. She was just moving her body up and down. And
yeah. You also could have said she kept jumping on the couch, right?
Right. I could have just said that. That would have been fine as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then as a bonus, I said I can't wait to jump in the shower later.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yep. So that can be used to what's jump in?
Well, this is tricky. This is where we get very natural and very native like, right? Because you're not actually in this case, you're not talking about jumping up and down in the shower.
Right. Right. No.
You're talking about entering the shower. And this is so common, right? If you say, oh, I'm just going to jump in the shower real quick. Right.
Yeah. So do you say common. That, Lindsay?
Absolutely, all the time.
It's so funny.
Very natural, native way, and has nothing to do with going up and down. It's just you're going to enter the shower. I'm going to jump in the car and go pick up a loaf of bread. You could say that too. I'm going to jump on the train and I'll meet you at, you know, at the cafe. We say that for entering things.
Right. And I think we use it, and now that you're saying all these things, it makes me think of like, we use it for quick things, right? The shower Definitely. Is quick. If you say, like, I don't think I would say, okay, so I'm taking a 4-day road trip, so I'm going to jump in the car now. Like, I think it's more for like, yeah, like you said, oh, I'm just going to jump in the car and pick up a loaf of bread, right?
It's when you want to emphasize that you're going to do something quickly and probably that you're going to be back soon or that, right. you know, it's going to happen quickly.
Right, right, right. Exactly. So yeah, that's another thing with jump. And then we just have a couple bonus phrases where you have the word and then it with off just for fun. So okay. The first one we have is call and call off. So what's call, Lindsay?
Oh my God, completely different, right? So call is just, I'm going to call you on the phone. So ring, ring.
Yeah.
Right. And then to call off is when we cancel something.
Right, right, exactly. So those ones are completely different, right? So sometimes when you add off, it's going to be very similar and sometimes it's not, right?
Yeah, totally.
And then the last one we have is what, Lindsay?
So to put versus to put off. So right. to put something, well, it's hard to take this verb out of context, but right. just to place something down, right?
Right.
I'm going to put my pen on the table.
Right, right, right. And then put off it can mean postponed. Like, let's put off the plans until next week.
Yeah, tell me about that. I'm the queen of procrastination. I'm just going to put that off until later. Do you do that a lot, Michelle? Do you procrastinate on things?
I'm trying to be better. I make a lot of lists, but I can procrastinate. I think everybody can.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I love lists too, but... And it's so satisfying to cross things off the list. I wonder if that's like a cultural thing that we've learned to make lists and Probably. To be like get things done. We have such a cultural like value towards getting things done here. It's incredible.
Right, right. I know. I always when I'm finished with something, I highlight it in green because I do it on. Oh, my you email. Do. So that's like my like. Oh, green, go! Like you finished. And do you ever just add something to your list that wasn't on it? Just to All make the time. Yourself feel better. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Because you get momentum when you can cross things off. We're crazy. We're crazy. I don't know why we're so nuts about lists. Yeah. Right.
So anyway, guys. So yeah. So put off can be to postpone. And there's also kind of another meaning, which is like to be put off by something. It's like kind of like disturbed or like. Like
turned
somebody,
off.
Yeah, turned yeah. off. That's it. Thanks, Lindsay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you could say to be put off, like, oh, his comment. I was really put off by his comment, right. but maybe we can talk about that one another day because it's exactly. so different. Yeah,
yeah that yeah, could be a good one. But yeah, so there you guys got a few bonuses with off. And thank you for that question. That was really great. Anything else you wanted to say, Lindsay?
No, that was great. Thank you to Gabriel for his question. And guys, we always love your questions. We need lots of questions. Send them to lindsay@allearsenglish.com and we will feature your question. And don't forget to hit subscribe on your podcast player. Very
Perfect.
Cool.
Perfect. Perfect. Awesome. All right. Well, thank you guys. And thanks for hanging out.
All right.
All right.
See you next time, Michelle. Take
Bye.
Care.
Bye, Lindsay.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.